We hear in our gospel today, three would-be disciples and followers of the Lord. But before they say yes to his call to follow him, they had their own excuses, which can be our own excuses too. The first says very generously that he will go whenever Jesus is going. And Jesus answers, foxes have their lairs and the birds of the air their nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. These words of Jesus indicate not poverty or indigence, but freedom. For the second man to bury first his father, Jesus told him to answer and act now, not tomorrow. But this does not mean that his father has just died and he wanted to attend the funeral. To follow Jesus fully, one needs to be free, not to be tied down by anything, and not to be anxious about having or not having things. It is more likely that he wanted, as a dutiful son, to wait for his father's death before going off with Jesus. But that is not good enough. The call of Jesus transcends needs of family, tradition, and culture. The needs of the living outweigh those of the dead. His father might not die for years. What was the man supposed to do in the meantime? Once we are aware of Jesus' call, the only time to answer is now. While the third would be follower, Jesus answered him that every decision to follow him entails no turning back or reversing our desire to serve God and our neighbors. To follow him is not a part-time affair. To follow him is all or nothing. Let us look at the life of Saint Jerome, priest and doctor of the church, the memorial we are celebrating today. He is the instrumental in the Latin texts of the Bible. When Saint Jerome decided to follow the Lord with his whole heart and mind, he was inspired by the Spirit for us to understand the sacred scripture through his writings and commentary. Born to a rich pagan family, Jerome squandered his youth. After his conversion, he was baptized in 365 and began his study of theology. He lived for years as a hermit in the Syrian deserts. Ordained a priest, he was a student of St. Gregory of Nyssen and secretary to Pope Damasus, who commissioned him to revise the Latin texts of the Bible, translating most of the Old Testament from the Hebrew. The result of his 30 years of work was the Vulgate translation, which was common use until Vatican II. He also wrote scriptural commentaries, which are a great source of inspiration for us today. He was an avid student, a thorough scholar, a prodigious letter writer, and a consultant to monks, bishops, and pope. St. Augustine said of him, "What Jerome is ignorant of, no mortal has ever known." He lived his 34 years in the Holy Land as a semi-recluse. So my brothers and sisters, when we really say yes to the Lord, everything will follow from there. The moment you give yourself to Him, He will take care of you no matter what. Just believe, trust, and follow the Lord with our whole soul, heart, and mind. So let us examine, evaluate, and reassess our own yeses to the call of Jesus, "Come, follow me." Are we still in the right track? Or are we tired or like to quit already? Are we still anxious with what will happen to us in the future? Who will be our priority? To follow the Lord or our own desire and caprices? My brothers and sisters, to follow the Lord is nothing else but our total self-giving, no turning back, and trusting Him that He will be with us no matter what. So let us ask the intercession of St. Jerome, as we always read the sacred scriptures, that we may listen to the word, "Come, follow me." And we reassess and say our yeses every day.